the USS George Washington arriving in Korean waters. The aircraft carrier is the centerpiece of this considerable four-day show of force off South Korea's east coast and in its skies. Top brass of the U.S. forces in Korea say the large-scale drill will highlight resolve to face any threat posed by North Korea. Rear Admiral Kim Kyung-shik of the South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff puts it in even blunter terms.
The purpose of this drill is to confirm the strong will of the U.S.-South Korea alliance and to send a clear warning to North Korea. We are conducting this exercise in preparation for various military provocations by North Korea.
Another significant aspect of this exercise, for the first time, F-22 jets with stealth technology will participate. Known as Raptors, they are considered the most advanced fighter aircraft of the U.S. Air Force. South Korea had originally announced that the exercise would also take place in the Yellow Sea. China strongly objected. This joint drill will keep the waters off South Korea's east coast. U.S. Army Major General John McDonald says the Sea of Japan is most suitable for this particular drill, while the more controversial western waters will be the setting for future joint training.
It has a capability that we're going to exercise very thoroughly on that side. So we'll have exercises in whichever sea that the ROC and U.S. alliance decide to do, and you'll see that those come in the future.
The exercise also comes at a time when the intelligence communities in both the United States and South Korea are predicting ailing North Korean leader Kim Jong-il could act increasingly unpredictable. Some analysts believe the North Korean leader may endorse provocative military actions meant to glorify his relatively unknown youngest son, Kim Jong-un, to help legitimize his succession. After a visit to the demilitarized zone with U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and talks in Seoul with their South Korean counterparts, the U.S. Defense Secretary, Robert Gates, acknowledged sharing that concern.
And it's something we have to be on the lookout for, to be vigilant. But also to be strong.
South Korea's top defense officials acknowledge they are working with the United States on contingencies in case of sudden change in the North, which they are terming a high possibility. Officials here are quick to add, however, that there is no clear indication such a change is imminent. Steve Herman, VOA News, Seoul.